$100 get an automatic way to do that.
Yeah. And I guess they will then.
But, so you've worked, it's always been in production.
Yeah, I've always been in production. I've never worked in any other field.
Mm-hmm. And you did bench work and you did...
Oh, yes, I did. I had a little job one time where, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's sort of like the stock room. I worked in there for a little while, and that was too good of a job for me, so they run me out of there. They soon found an excuse to run me out of there. They didn't want me to stay in there too long. They're afraid you learn too much or something. I don't know. It's too easy of a job, I'll put it like that. And then, too, I'm a big talker, and people will come by and stop and talk to me a lot. They just seem to enjoy. I don't know. I think I must give them that come-on stuff. So they feel free to talk to me because I don't know anybody, and I'm not kidding you, I don't know anybody would sit down and talk to you like I am. If you find one that will, you let me know. You introduce her to me because I want to find out who she is. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people just won't, you know, they won't do it. They got all kinds of excuses of why they won't or they don't.
You work now on the, or you've been working on the, doing the windows?
Yeah, I'm working on the windows of the plane.
Uh-huh. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that about 10 years, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Was there a change in North America during the Korean War?
Not to my knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Well, in what ways?
Did they hire, more people on?
Yeah, somewhere along the line, they start hiring in the top of the 50s. Now, I don't know when, I forgot when the Korean War was on.
Mm-hmm.
But they hired a lot of people in the top of the 50s, and they stayed around there for a good little while. And then something happened after we used to make a missile, they call it the Navajo.
Mm-hmm.
And then they scrapped that program and gave up the Navajo, and they started making something else. But deep down inside, that's the same thing that they sent to the moon, but you just called it a new name, gave it a new name.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did hard. There was one time that they just hard for a lot of people in there. But I don't know, but I think it was before the Korean War, because I've forgotten when that was.
Well, that was the early 50s.
So. Well, and that was during that time then, I suppose.
Did it seem to you that, has there ever been a time when women were called back in, besides at that very first in
46? No. They when they lay them off, they usually call them back, so it doesn't make too much difference whether they're women or men or what.
Mm-hmm.
And then women has been coming looking for jobs. There was a lot of women looking for work during that time, during the 50s. I don't know whether it was 50, 51, or 52.
Mm-hmm.
51, 52, 53. And I imagine 54, probably. It was a lot of women was hired, and there's a lot of women was looking for work, and they did come back to work, and they did hire men.
Did
And women seem to stay and stick with it better than men.
Uh-huh. So those women did stay on, and it seemed?
Yeah, they stayed on because they seemed to have wanted to work. They knew they had to work, and there's a lot of women working with husbands, too. Don't forget that.
Your husband was working out there.
Yeah, I talked to him out there, too.
Uh-huh. Did the union help you much while you were
there? Yeah, the union helped. They did do some things. They did straighten out a lot of kinks there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a lot to help you. They didn't, you can say they helped. Some things they didn't. But you got to stay on them, too. You got to stay on their case, too.
So they weren't in terms of like fighting discrimination and things with.
Yeah, they helped. They was good at that. They helped you with that too, and they helped discriminate too. So they did. I worked on both ends. They was for it and against it. They worked for it by day and against it by night, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Did during this time. What was happening to you, say, since the war, in terms of your family, with your husband? I was going to ask you, when he came back, was there any adjustment period? You lived quite a...
No, there was no adjusting for. We just took up right where we left off.
Uh-huh.
It was as if we'd only been gone overnight.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have much problems. I didn't have any husband problems. We seemed to have gotten along fairly well. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any arguments. I was never separated from him. We never had an argument where we had to separate or anything like that for a couple of weeks or months or something like that. We never did. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you know, just like everybody else, we didn't agree on everything, let's face it, so. But it wasn't enough to get angry about and have a big showdown or anything to that effect. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have a husband problem. Other than he just wasn't a pusher like I was. I was a pusher. I pushed for everything we got. It was me who said we ought to have it as a rule.
Mm-hmm. He worked as a presser.
Yeah, he cleaned and pressed clothes for a while when he first came to California.
Did he ever go to school on the GI Bill?
Yes, he went to school on the GI Bill and studied to be a tailor. But he discovered that to be a tailor, he just couldn't make it on that, not on his own. There was nobody hiring any Negro tailor, so he just didn't make it. He did study, and he went and he worked for a feller out in Beverly Hills for a while. Mm-hmm. But he had the man that was the head tailor out there, he was an Italian, and so he didn't want to show that Negro anything, so he just didn't. So he discovered, that's when I told him, and then he went back to pressing clothes. And that's when I told him, he was pressing clothes, that's when I told him, well, maybe you better come on to North America, it might be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Because I was getting the paid vacations, and he wasn't getting no paid vacations and holidays, so mm-hmm. He didn't like that so well, so he decided he better come on back then. Come to North America and go to work.
Mm-hmm. How long did he work there?
He worked there 19 years before he died.
Mm-hmm. So, when did he start working?
I don't know if it was 51 or 52.
Mm-hmm. And so he died in...
72.
In 72?
Yeah.
Through those years, was there ever any problem around the fact that you were working, or... was there any time when he wanted to you to stop working?
Well, he might have mentioned that, but I didn't hear it. It was just like I didn't hear it. If he mentioned the fact that I should quit working, I didn't hear him say it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I knew if I worked, I'd have money. If not, I wouldn't. So I thought it was best that I worked. And I had no reason not to want to work. I wasn't the type that would want to sit down anyway and depend on someone else to, you know, dish out for me. So I thought if I wanted these things in life, I better get out and work for myself, and I know I would have them.
What kinds of, your mother stayed with you for a while, too?
Yeah, she stayed with me for a while. She almost stayed a year, but she didn't quite stay a year. Mm-hmm. Then she went back to Texas and stayed.
After that year, what did you do in terms of
I found a babysitter. I'd take her to somebody every day and then bring her home at night.
Mm-hmm. Was that person taking care of more than one?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no, because I had to drift around from several places until I was able to get her in a child care center. She went to a child care center ever since she's 2 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it a public school child
care? Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Which one was it?
36th Street School.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, at 2 and a half, that would have been in about 47 or something.
Somewhere like that, yes, that's right.
Were there many of those schools around?
Yeah, it was quite a few of them around, yes, they did. There was quite a few of them around. Mm-hmm. Then there was a few private ones, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know that during the war that the government sponsored a lot of
some, yes, they did.
I
don't remember looking for one that a government sponsored after mm-hmm. when I was looking for one for her. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember that. I doubt it. It might have been some still operating.
Was there ever any time when they talked about closing that
site? Oh, yes. It's forever talking about it, just like they're still talking about it today. That's where Vanessa go, and they're still talking about closing these centers, closing the centers. We're not going to have enough money. We're not going to have enough money. It's just like an old grinder or something that's just constantly saying it. We got to do something. We got to do something. They're planning on closing the center with this new proposition and stuff. And I got so sick and tired of that. That was the most sickening something you ever heard of. You was never sure of yourself. He's constantly wondering, what am I going to do? What am I going to do if they close the center?
Was there a parents group at the center?
Yeah, they always had a little parents group where they talked some kind of stuff that you couldn't understand because they didn't understand. They didn't know what they was doing either. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that the care there was...
adequate? Yeah, it was in the bounds of reason. You know, you don't expect too much. You won't be disappointed.
Uh-huh. Did they also have extended daycare for, say, after the children were out of school?
Well, yeah, that's the one she went to because they were going there 2.5. See, they didn't have no school. That wasn't school. That was daycare to start with. That was for working mothers. Mm-hmm. So that was, and I think it went from 6 to 6. I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that was the hour, 6 to 6.
Were there fees, or did you have to pay?
Yeah, you had to pay according to what you was making.
Uh-huh. So, did these parents groups try to fight for the centers when they closed them?
Well, I guess they did. I really don't know, because I know I don't remember. I'm back to myself again. I don't think I went to too many meetings that would say that or something. I just really don't. Knowing that I didn't have it, I didn't think what I could say or do was going to help the situation, so I didn't bother about talking too much.
I was just wondering did you feel that that group care was, as opposed to having, was it better for you to have her stay at a school where they were a daycare with a group of kids?
Yeah, it was better for her to stay there. It was supervised. It was better than staying in a private home, I'll admit. Mm-hmm. So they did sing little songs and do little goodies and what have you. It was pretty good. It's fairly good. Mm-hmm. But it's like everything else, it was room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. What were some of those?
Well, I can't hardly think right now what it could have been, but I know it had to been some. Just like right now where Vanessa goes to school, one of the things in there that they haven't straightened out, and I don't guess they ever will straighten it out, is they can't keep up with the children's clothes. You get sick of seeing that nurse there, and she's talking about instead of her being a help to the mothers and the children, because you know everybody is sick sometime in life, mm-hmm. and sometimes you have to, just like you go to work sick, you don't die. You just drag on through the day, and then you come home, and maybe you do something for yourself and get better. Well, it's the same old thing. Time a kid have a little cold, and that's what makes me so mad. If a child has a little cold and he stays off from the center a week or several days or something, then you got to go to the doctor and get a written prescription to come back to school. And I think that is so unnecessary. Those are the things that they should abolish.
There's a lot of stuff around the kids being healthy.
Yeah, they wants to worry about that. Is the kid healthy? Just because the doctor says they don't guarantee a thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's still something they haven't straightened out, and they should straighten it out. Mm-hmm. Because all you do sometimes is just call your doctor up or walk by there, and he'll give your kid a note saying he's well, and you haven't even seen the doctor. Kid haven't even seen your doctor because... First place, you don't want to go. The doctor don't want to be bothered. And he know what it's all about. And let's face it, nobody's a fool. Mm-hmm. So they shouldn't demand such things as that because they're not straight anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did, when you were, after she got to be old enough to go to school, that say was still like, say 5 or 6 years old. Was there another kind of center for like?
No, she stayed right there. No, she stayed there. And she went from there to the elementary school.
Awesome.
And they kept her all day.
Uh-huh.
When she went to school, it said it's like she went to school from 9 to 2. Well, then we'd take her there, I would say 6 o'clock, and she stayed there from 6 to 9. And then when 9 o'clock come, they just carried her around, put her in the schoolroom. And then when 2 o'clock come, they just brought her back to the center, mm-hmm. to the around the door there, and put her in there until we go to pick her up at 5 or 30 or 4:30 or whatever.
When I know from when we toured the house and things that you also did crocheting and quilting and things like that. Are there other things that you've done? What kinds of things have you done outside of work in those years?
Oh, that was fun. Let me see, what did I do? Hi. Yeah.
And I had asked you about the things that you were doing outside of work during the year.
Well, that's about all I did. That was just my line of work. After working there 5 days a week, I only would do sewing and knitting and crocheting as pastime, and some of that I would sell and make off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more or less my...
Have you belonged to any organizations or anything?
Yeah, when Beverly was in high school, I belonged to this 4-H club deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was the 4-H club leader for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a heavy schedule. I worked with the children,
mm-hmm.
in that field, which was a nice experience.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of that, you connected with the fairs. You always have to go to all these different fairs and things, so I would go to the fair. There's two things at the county fair that I changed. Nobody probably will give me any credit. They'll say everything else, but I did. Have you ever been to the fair?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used to have... Boy Scouts up on the hill there. Up there now they have the sauna baths up there, and they have a little shack up there where they sell something and peanut, and they have a little park, a little picnic area back over in there. But anyway, that's where the Scouts used to be up there, and they had a little sign up there saying private, do not enter. So I was talking to someone about it, and I says, I don't think that's fair for to put the Scouts up there, and then they stick that sign up there saying private, because there's too many places we can't go anyway. I says, I think the Scouts should be brought out from up there and use that for something else where people can walk up in that area. And the man, so somebody told me, well, you'll have to ask Mr. So-and-so or talk it to him. So anyway, sometime Mr. whoever he was came through there, and I said what I had to say about it. And he said, well, where would you suggest we put the Scouts? I said, send them down there by the 4-H club building and let them camp on that area right through there. So he did. He didn't say anything else. He just moved them right down there, and they still camping there today, and that was in 65, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I also said, when I was a child going to the 4-H club in Texas, we always made a little booth and decorated. Our little booth was probably, maybe it was 15 or 20 feet by 15 or 20 feet, maybe less than that. Maybe it was 10 feet by 10 feet. I don't know. But it was somewhere in that area, I says, and we decorated that little booth. Well, how did you decorate it? I says, sometimes it was the girls would fix up a bedroom, make it look like a bedroom. Some would make it look like a child's room. Some of it would be farm stuff in there. But anyway, we all made a little booth and made it look like something. You could tell it was a 4-H club was doing something. So somebody said, well, fine, it's a good idea. And today you go to the fair now, you'll see those little booths, right? A lot of the clubs and things have decorated a little booth. They decorate it any way they see fit to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have nothing sitting in there but doll houses. Maybe somebody will have nothing sitting in there but furniture they made or whatever. So now those are the two things that I feel like I changed the fair when I was a leader at the fair. And I enjoy it. I'm glad they changed it because I think it looks good. So that was what I took part in, and I think that's about all the clubs I've ever belonged to worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Did what kinds of things would you and your husband do for social?
We fished a lot, and we wasn't very good on social. We used to go to a lot of parties and club meetings, and people would invite you to the club dinners and the clubs dances and things. Mm-hmm. But I never belonged to one myself. I always felt like I was too busy. I was always interested in my little girl, so I always carried her to these things and kept up with her. I always mm-hmm. carried her camping. Always had a program more or less set up for her. Mm-hmm. Always. Being an only child, I always had to carry someone else's kid along to make it better for her.
Mm-hmm. Has any of the time when you're working at North American ever affected your health?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you're getting ready to retire this soon, just the end of July, is it?
Yes, end of July.
When you think about retiring, what do you see in terms of your plans for here?
Well, I'm going to join me some clubs, and I'm going to work it out somehow or another. I'm going to join a club, and I'm going to find out, is there anything I can do to help somebody along, since I like to knit, crochet, and sew. Mm-hmm. I'd like to teach someone to do that, some form, fashion, or other. I'll go do some charity work in that field mm-hmm. if I find a spot where I can fit in. That's what I would like to do. And I will go to school and study up on something else. I don't know what, but I'll find something to do that different than what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I won't be lonesome. I'll find something to do to keep alive.
Now, your daughter, how long has she... always lived with you?
Always lived with me. She's never left.
Uh huh. And you have a granddaughter.
Yes, I have.
Now, so that's Vanessa. Vanessa. We didn't explain that earlier on the tape. Yeah. Refer to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. So, are there any things looking back in your life that you would change?
Well, yes, I would finish school if I had to go back again. If I had to tamper with page one, I would finish school first before I was too old. I would have gone back to school somehow, some way or the other. I would have gone back to school. That's the only thing I really regret, that I did not go back to school. I feel like I would have been better off.
How do you feel about that wartime experience of working at North?
Well, I think it was good. It was nice. I enjoyed working there because I did make more money, and I did meet quite a few people that I'm still friends with. I learned a lot from them. And I really think I have a lifetime friendship with some of them. And as I say, I learned a lot. Some of the things I wouldn't want to go back over, and some of them I know I would change if I could, if I had the wisdom to know the difference, which one to change and which one not to. Mm-hmm. I would, but I don't have too many regrets. But still, if I had it to do over again, I would go back to school. I would have fought harder at North America for better things for myself. I do know that.
Is there anything that you'd want to put into this interview that I haven't asked you about, or that I haven't an area?
No, not right now. But if I think of some, I might tell you when you come back to correct it. You know, mm-hmm. that'll be something in there that I tell you about. Mm-hmm. But I would next time if you come back with something, maybe I could talk more about. The fact that since my girl and I live here together, I sure would like to discuss the fact that how we came about getting the baby. Because we needed her so, and she didn't have a husband, and how I helped her. And I think a lot of other mothers, a lot of daughters would like to know how we worked our problem out and made a success out of it. And I really think it's success. I think I should write an article on it somehow or some way or another, because I think somebody could profit by it. Somebody would like to know, because it wasn't the easy thing, it wasn't a hard thing, but it just worked out just beautiful. Because a lot of girls would like to have babies without being married, and they don't know how to go about it. They don't know it's not near as hard as you think if you have somebody on your side, and that somebody could easily be mama. Mm-hmm.
So she decided that she wanted to...
No, I decided.
You decided?
I decided that she was alone. She's an only child. She doesn't have any cousins. Mm-hmm. And see, there's no nieces, there's no nephews, and there's no aunts and uncles to have anything. And on her father's side, there's no aunts, no uncles. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have any cousins on that side at all. So she's more or less alone. So when I leave her, she's going to be alone. So I told her she needed a child. Mm-hmm. So finally she did come to the conclusion that she did need one. So then we had the problem of where are we going to find the daddy. So we had to look for one. Mm-hmm. And in the process, we looked and looked, and we finally came up with one, and then we clicked off. So she just had the baby without her husband, and I just helped her, and it just worked out fine. Mm-hmm. It's not the easiest thing to do, you know, just walk out and look around and knock on doors almost. Mm-hmm. But it did work out. Mm-hmm. And just like I say, you do need help. You know, you can't work all the time and take off from work to have a baby, no job or something. So I think a lot of mothers would help the children if they only knew. Mm-hmm. And don't have that feeling of, I think that's wrong to do. Mm-hmm. Because, see, that's the mistake a lot of people make, is getting married just to have a baby, and it don't work out. Mm-hmm. It don't do no but create more problems.
So, on the whole, just if you were to just make a say about how you feel about your life and things, would there be any sort of statement you could make about that? Or? Looking back,
well, let me see, what could I say? Only thing I can say is, looking back, if I had to go back again, just like I say, I would sure get a better education, I'll put it like that. Mm-hmm. Get a better education. I would have never stopped going to school. I would continue to go and take a class ever so often, much more. I have stopped and took several little classes in between, but I didn't know it was as important as I found out it to be, because I stopped and took cosmetology. Then I went to school and studied sewing on several occasions. I've studied photography, and I've studied herbs. I've studied for a little while. I did study nursing, but I would have studied more of these things. I would have studied them much better. I would have finished some of them. I would have come, you know, I would have went further, deeper into it, I'll say. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have studied that, and I would advise everybody else to never stop going to school. Even if you finish, just continue to go back and take a course in something off and on. Mm-hmm.
Well,